Now, I'm going to go off on just a little bit of a tangent here. This is not going to be the main point of the message, but I heard another pastor talk about this when I was listening to other sermons on this passage, and I thought it was really good and important for us, particularly in our context that we live up here in New England, which is a very Roman Catholic area. So something that I want to bring up now. Let's look at verse 14. And so just consider, this is for free. This is not part of the main sermon. This is just... You don't have to pay me for this part, okay? All of these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. So notice who was with all the group praying. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there praying with all the others. And what's she doing again? She's praying. She's praying with them. So notice what we see not being done. We see no indication that anyone is praying to Mary. We see no indication that anyone is lighting any candles to her. And no one here in this passage is asking her for any kind of blessing. They're all praying together to God, Mary included. So listen, Mary, she is a blessed woman. Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, is certainly correct in saying in Luke 1:42, blessed are you among women. I mean, she's the mother of Jesus. So yes, she is blessed. And so we should look at her, look upon her with much respect, but it stops there. Our friends, the Roman Catholics, have elevated her to a place that's not biblical. Now, some of them place her as a mediator between us and God, and that's simply not what we see in Scripture. For example, in 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 and 6, it says that there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Now, is there any mention of Mary being our mediator? No. There is one mediator between us and God, and that is Jesus Christ. Not one, or not two, not three, not 10, not 20, no, just one. That's Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. So that's why we do not believe it is biblical to pray to Mary or to pray to saints, including Mary. We pray to God through Jesus Christ. Do you know what the Bible calls saints? Do you know who the Bible calls saints? Every one of us. Every person that puts their faith in Jesus Christ in the Bible is called a saint, because you have been made holy through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been set apart. And listen, I'm not going to be praying to you. You shouldn't be praying to me. We pray to God and God alone. And so, here we go. Honor Mary, respect her, but don't pray to her. Don't pray to her. Don't worship her. Nowhere in the Bible does it say to do that. And just to drive this point home even further, Acts 1:14, the verse we just read, which talks about the expansion, the book of Acts talks about the expansion of the church from that point forward. Nowhere again after Acts 1:14 do we see a mention of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And so starting in Acts 1:15 and going on after that, and then in the rest of the New Testament, there is no mention of Mary, mother of Jesus. That's because the church is not built upon Mary. It's built upon Jesus Christ. And so let's keep our focus on Jesus and Jesus alone, and not pray through or to anyone else. All right, let's get